fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. I hope you're having a good morning, starting your day in this important season of the year. We're just a couple of days away from the celebration of Christmas. I know it can be a hectic time. As you rise this morning, I hope you can have in your heart the knowledge that God is close to you, or He desires to be close to you. God the Father smiles upon all of us in this season as we remember the gift of His Son, and He wants, above all things, to bring His Son to those who don't know Him. So maybe you happen to stumble onto the program today. You're listening to a Catholic radio program, and I'm talking about the preparation for one of the major celebrations of the Catholic Church in the Christian year is the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. And we believe that Jesus Christ is literally God become man. God who became one of us for such an important reason. He became one of us, this miracle above all miracles, because He came to save us. He came to love us. And the most famous passage, it seems, these days on television, you see it as a reading from the Gospel of John, one of Jesus' apostles, in chapter 3, verse 16, where he says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him would not die, but would have everlasting life." That, in a nutshell, is the essence of Christianity. What all the churches and all across the world and the billions of people who follow Him, people who die for Him, people who live for Him with all their heart. That's what it's about. It's the celebration and the receiving and the celebrating and the living in the gift of Jesus Christ. He brought to the earth eternal life, and it's for every single human being, because every human being dies. No human being can solve the death problem. And for Catholics, we understand clearly the death problem has a root, it has a cause, and it's sin. Sin is really offense against God, missing the mark of God's purpose for us and deciding to live apart from His commands and apart from His will. To live apart from God, who is life, who's the source of life, who is eternal life itself, who's love itself, to turn away from all that is to turn toward death. It's a turn toward non-life, you know, because God is life. Jesus came to deal with that sin problem. He came to, as we've been talking about this week, to seek and save the lost. You say, who's the lost? Is it just the down-and-out drug addict? Is the guy in maximum security prison? Who's lost? Every single human being, because of sin, is separated from God and lost. That is, has no way of knowing where he can find home, to get home, to get to the place of safety, eternal safety. That comes to us, and this is why we celebrate. That comes to us in the person of Jesus Christ. He brings heaven to us, and he offers us a share in what belongs to him. If we acknowledge our sin, if we turn our hearts back to God and we receive Jesus into our hearts and we're baptized into him, we're united to him. That's the way home, to become part of him and to allow him to live in our hearts and to dwell in us. There's a lot there, but that's the essence of what is being celebrated. Because we know, and the season of Advent reminded us many times, that we're living between the first coming of Jesus Christ, when he came to die for our sins and to seek and save us, all those who will say yes to him. But he's going to come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. All of human history is headed toward an end point, and that end point is the return of Jesus Christ to the earth, the one through whom all things were made. And then everything will be revealed at its core, at its heart, what what really you were all about in this life. Did you love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Did you love your neighbor as yourself? Did you seek the kingdom of God? Was God first in your life? The Catechism in paragraph 678 and 79 take up the truth that Jesus will come again the next time as a judge to judge the living and the dead. Believe it or not, Advent is an important time, and historically has been an important time to remember this truth. It's to ponder the two primary comings of Jesus. First, he came as a lamb. Second, he will come to judge the living and the dead. And in between that, he wants to come to each one of us. And the question is, did we receive him when he came to us? Scripture is clear. The Gospels are clear. To all those who received him, he gave power to become children of God, to become like him. And in him we have the gift we talked earlier this week of eternal life. So here's paragraph 678 from the Catechism, how the Catholic Church teaches about the second coming and the judging of the living and the dead. That's part of Jesus' fundamental return. He's going to be dealing with all the enemies of God at that point. It says, following in the steps of the prophets and John the Baptist, Jesus announced the judgment of the last day in his preaching. Then will the conduct of each one and the secrets of hearts be brought to light. He's quoting scripture. Then will the culpable unbelief that counted the offer of God's grace as nothing be condemned. Our attitude toward our neighbor will disclose acceptance or refusal of grace and divine love. On the last day, Jesus will, quote, truly I say to you, as you did to one of the least of my brethren, you did to me. Let's just look at that short paragraph. So following the steps of the prophets, the teaching of John the Baptist, Jesus announces the coming of the last day. There's a final day. There's a last day coming. We're in the last hour of human history. John tells us his first letter, this is the last hour. That is the final period, the last chapter of human history, however long it goes. It's that period of time when the Son of God has entered into time and he's filled it full with eternity, with eternal life, and offered us the opportunity to become a new creation, to come alive in him. This next line is a very sobering, in some ways kind of devastating line. It says, then will the conduct of each one and the secrets of hearts be brought to light. All the conduct of my life. I mean, Jesus said in the Gospels, every word I ever spoke. Wow. If that's not enough to sober you, I don't know what will. You know? What have I done with my life? And the question is not, the judgment day is not a time when Jesus is just for its own sake trying to going to expose all the shame and the deeds that we committed, the conduct of really the wickedness that we've done in our own lives. What do I mean by that? That seems like a harsh word. What am I talking about? It's what Jesus talked about. Lying, cheating, stealing, unforgiveness, lust, hatred, bitterness, anger, jealousy, rivalry, failing to give to God what is God's. Disobeying the commandments is a wicked thing. Have I used the Lord's name in vain? Have I not kept holy the Lord's day? That's a big deal. Keeping holy the Lord's day is a really, really big deal. But isn't it interesting how it's been minimized and really trivialized in our time? That doesn't happen without conniving of human hearts to enthrone something else as more valuable than God's plan and purpose and God's commands. So the truth about who we are, not who we look like or the public image we put out or the great PR campaign we all in some way engage in this world to project an image of ourselves to the world that's nearly perfect and we're really nice and we're really good, but the truth, all the secrets are going to be revealed. No more hiding. There will be no place to hide. And he said, the secrets of hearts will be brought to light. Remember, Jesus is the light of the world. He exposes all the darkness. And that's a key line, because what is going to be revealed is who we actually are. The secret of my heart. What is it that Peter Herbeck loves? Do I love myself more than God? Do I put myself first? Has my own comfort, the pursuit of pleasure, pursuit of fame and popularity and power, is that what really is in my heart? We have to be careful, friends, because this is the stuff that really matters. What have I done with my life? What have I made of my life? Has my life mainly been about getting ahead, putting myself first, competing against others, the hope of getting ahead of everybody else? All of what's truly in my heart, I mean, what I have made myself to be with the freedom that God has given me, will be revealed. And one of the things that will be revealed is, I think, a lot of lukewarmness, that we got to be careful. Jesus, you know, said very clearly in the book of Revelation that lukewarmness, that is sort of a half-hearted approach to God, a half-hearted response to God, you know, throwing God a bone on occasion, you know, getting to church periodically, sort of just being there in body, not even in body, soul, mind. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Lukewarmness, Jesus said, I will spit you out of my mouth. He said, because lukewarmness makes me sick, spiritual lukewarmness. There's tremendous pressure in our culture to be distracted from what really matters and to pursue secondary and tertiary things, to think the action is where? What, with the Kardashians, or with Wall Street, or what's happening with the famous people in Hollywood, or even in politics. It's like somehow all of this stuff trumps what really matters. Sorry, I didn't mean to, you know, use the term Trump for that reason, but the truth is, what really matters is God and the things of God, love of God, love of neighbor. Every single person, no matter how far away from God they are, how busy, powerful, preoccupied they might be, and how seemingly happy they look, they were made for God, by God. And what's in every heart is going to be revealed. And what we've made ourselves to be by our choices is going to determine our destiny. It'll be a little bit like when my heart is revealed, everyone's going to see it. And to my great horror, I will see it, if I have not taken God seriously and allowed the light of Christ to fill my heart and to seek him first as he commanded and called us to do. Because at that point, it'll be too late. As the passage goes on to say, then will the culpable unbelief that counted the offer of God's grace as nothing be condemned. This is a season to wake up. This is a moment to be alert. This is a time to return to God, so you can receive the gift and live with him forever. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Use Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.